here's a story from The World.
The killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis started many difficult conversations about racism in this country. Encouraging these discussions can be hard, as one Vietnamese-American man in Houston found out. Reporter Elizabeth Trovall with Houston Public Media has our story.
Like millions of other people, Nguyen Le watched the 8-minute and 46-second video where George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police. He says he had to do something.
I need to speak up. I want to speak up.
Le is 50 years old and runs an insurance business in Houston. He came to the U.S. as a refugee from Vietnam in the late 70s. Recently, he spotted an old newspaper ad from 1978 on Facebook. It was a letter signed by Black civil rights leaders advocating for Vietnamese refugees like himself.
And then I realized, holy crap, I was an 8-year-old boy languishing in a refugee camp.
Until then, he hadn't realized the solidarity between Black and Vietnamese communities. So he decided to put up a bright yellow billboard in Houston's Viettown, where he runs a business. It read, Black Lives Matter.
And we added the Vietnamese translation, Ngan Ki Thi Chung Tao. I was born in Vietnam, and everything we do now is just bilingual.
Lay says he was expecting some pushback, but not the violent verbal attacks. This is Guy Mo, a conservative Vietnamese-American commentator in California. He's discussing the billboard during a roundtable on YouTube. He calls Le a disgrace and says the billboard implies that the Vietnamese community is racist. The video has more than 39,000 views. Along with the attacks in Vietnamese media, Le's Facebook page filled up with hate speech.
Ooh, they went into my business page and basically calling me a communist and calling for a boycott of my business.
An Nguyen is a doctor in Houston and defends Le's billboard. She says being called a communist can be an insult in the Vietnamese refugee community since many fled communism.
Let's say you lost your whole family or your business in the war to communists. You lost your whole life. You're going to harbor a lot of resentment and anger towards communism.
Nguyen says some in the Vietnamese American community can be triggered by the messaging of Black Lives Matter.
I think they see Black Lives Matter as like, okay, well, we need to raise this community up so everybody's equal. And some of that messaging, maybe they have heard before with communism.
Le says he couldn't believe these comments. His dad was a captain in the South Vietnamese army fighting communism.
A communist. My dad was locked up for 5 freaking years after the fall of Saigon. Are you kidding me?
Le says the controversy lost him at least 12 clients from his insurance and real estate business, which serves mostly Vietnamese clientele. One of Le's employees got a text from a client that said, quote, your boss is too much to handle, and canceled his insurance coverage. A hair salon owner posted All Lives Matter on Facebook and wrote she'd no longer do business with him. Le responded to the backlash with a press statement.
I was never told that I am worthless by those with different skin colors. I know that my life would have been a lot harder to build if I did.
Many stood up for Le. They rallied in front of the billboard. An online fundraiser raised $13,000 for his business. Le's supporters say the billboard helped break the silence on racism in the Vietnamese-American community. Take Bao Hung Huang. She's 35 and works in cancer research. She recently sat down for dinner with her parents. They normally steer clear of controversial topics. Then her mom spoke up.
And she said, you know about that billboard? I've been hearing in the Vietnamese radio, they've been talking about it. And she said, initially, it made me very uncomfortable.
Her mom told her about the news stories showing people of all different races supporting the Black Lives Matter billboard.
She said, like, she just saw all these different faces at the protest. She said she's had a change of heart. She thinks it's now a good thing.
Janelle Wong is a political scientist at the University of Maryland. She says other Asian American communities also see generational divides on how they view race. However,
the community as a whole is almost among adults, 73% foreign born, and that group is still more progressive than white Americans in terms of their ideas about race.
Nguyen Le says he didn't mean to become an activist, but he's not sorry he put up the billboard. He's received messages from people all around the world inspired by his allyship. Though the billboard brought out the hate, he says overall, he's received more love and support. For The World, I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.
PRX.